What's going on, my friend? You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 171.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, it's fantastic to hop on another Q&A show with you here. And we're about just past the midway point in January, depending on when you were listening to this. And, you know, hopefully you took the time back in December to just really reflect on how 2017 went and documented your goals for 2018, what you want to accomplish, why you want to accomplish it, and really just get that, you know, go through the exercise of getting that process out of your head and on paper. If for whatever reason you haven't done so already, no point in looking back, but I encourage you to, you know, take the time to do that and get crystal clear. You know, when I, every December I go through the process, and I think I've talked about this in the past, where I look back at, you know, what's worked, not only in my business, but personally, right? What went well, what didn't, where did I fall short? And I always have a word for the year. And this year's word was 2017, I should say. The word last year was consistency. And when I think about, you know, coming up with a theme for 2018, there's four words that come to mind. And it was very hard to narrow it down to just one. But I want to share these words with you because I think they can really give you the momentum that you need if you just keep these four words in mind. Number one, clarity. Okay, you have to have clarity about what you're doing and why you're doing it, right? And I think having a vision for your life and then a vision for your business falls under this. You know, last year I had people like Sean McCloskey on and some others, and we talked about the vision creating process. And I think that's foundational. Like, that's the first thing you have to do is gain clarity. Number two, focus. Okay. You know, last month I was at a mastermind and Darren Hardy was the keynote speaker, and he talked about focus, and he talked about, you know, the one thing, you know, and just being productive. And it's chasing all these rabbits, you're going to end up catching none. So you got to be really careful. You know, you have to focus on one, maybe two things at most. And I've been guilty of this in the past. You know, I've really looked at everything on my plate. And so far this year, I've really narrowed it down to two main things, you know, my wholesaling business and serving you through this podcast and helping you in your business, because this fits what I'm doing right now behind the microphone. And, you know, you allowing me to come into your life and into your ears, whatever you may be doing, wherever you are, this serves my purpose. It serves my vision. And that's giving back, adding value. And I love doing this, and I really love helping people. So what's your focus? You know, what is it that you're going to absolutely go an inch wide and a mile deep on and dominate in 2018? You know, so a lot of people that listen to the show are obviously entrepreneurs, they're investors. There's a lot of wholesalers that listen to the show, you know, and with any business, it can be boiled down to three things. You got lead generation, lead conversion, and then number three is increasing your margins, right? At least for our business. And so, you know, when I think about some of the things that we're doing already, you know, the first couple of weeks in January 2018, and I look at our marketing plan, you know, we're 4Xing what the output that we did in 2017. We're sending four times as many mailers, we're cold calling three to four times as many people, and we're focusing on those two main marketing channels. And we're doing one, you know, a few other things, but things that it's pretty much automated and off our plate. You know, it's kind of set it and forget it. You know, that takes care of the lead generation side. Then lead conversion, I've continued to invest money, time, and energy into sales training for our team, you know, and that's taking care of the conversion component. I hired an EOS implementer, you know, after reading Traction, talking to guys like Joe Evangelisti and several other guys in my mastermind. You know, it made sense to go ahead and make that capital investment in the business and hire an EOS implementer. So we're in the process of going through that. You know, so think about when you look at your goals for 2018, ask yourself, what's going to be different? You know, because if and I'm sure you've probably heard this before, if you continue doing what you've been doing, you're going to continue getting what you've been getting. Another version of that is if you do what everyone else does, you're going to do what everyone else gets. So what are you going to do different in order to accomplish the goals for 2018? You know, I look at our marketing plan. I look at everything that we're doing, and I can lay my head at night and say, we're doing what we have to do in order to accomplish the goals that not only that I've created, but that my team has bought into for 2018. And I think that's kind of a perfect segue, you know, into one of the main things that I'm focusing on this year is just not only becoming a better leader, but empowering my team, investing in them and helping them become better leaders, helping them become the best versions of themselves. You know, I think it was Zig Ziglar, the famous quote, you know, if you help other people get what they want, you're going to get what you want. Or it's by investing in others and helping them, you know, accomplish their goals and whatever their desires, dreams are, whatever you want, it's inevitable that you're going to get, right? And really, I've taken that to heart. You know, my main focus is helping each one of my team members accomplish their goals, not only in their roles, but their personal goals. And I'm encouraging personal development. You know, I'm sharing books and resources and podcasts, things that I listen to that are inspiring. You know, I was really, a couple of weeks ago, this was around New Year's, I got a text from our transaction coordinator, and she sent, actually it wasn't a text, it was a Voxer that she sent to our entire team. She was at a vision board party with doctors and lawyers and a few entrepreneurs, and it was basically a party with a bunch of magazines and scissors and boards, and they were all putting together their vision boards. And it was awesome to me that she shared that. You know, she shared that not only with me, but with the team. And it really helps give me an insight as to, you know, where's her motivation lie? What are her goals? What are her dreams, her aspirations? Where can I plug myself in and help her accomplish those things? And be the best version that she can possibly be, you know? And so that's something I've really taken to heart, is just not only becoming a better leader, but empowering my team, you know? And EOS is really helping us through this process as well. And you know, with empowering, you know, this is something I've definitely gotten from Mark Evans, is when you empower your team, don't take it away, right? So when you give them the autonomy to make decisions on your behalf, allow them to make mistakes and don't be so critical if it's not the way you would have done it, because then that actually backfires on you. And one of the things I'm more conscious about is, you know, this removing myself from certain equations, right? Where like, so for example, once our acquisitions department contracts a property, and they start communicating with sales via Voxer or, you know, on a call or whatever, my natural instinct is to go in there and want to give some input, want to give some direction. And I've been more conscious about just kind of backing up, letting them do their thing, making sure that the vision for the company is in place, and then making sure that everyone is executing, right? That's my job, is leading, inspiring, and making sure that the team is executing on the plan and on the vision. Just some things I wanted to share with you, you know, and again, I think I stopped short of the last couple, you know. So the four words for 2018, there was clarity, there's focus. Number three is execution, which I think I just touched on. You know, you have to execute, right? So I made a large investment in hiring an EOS implementer, and we're in the process of working with him. It does us no good for him to come in and work through this process with our team if we don't execute once he leaves. Okay, so, and that goes with anything. You have to execute. And then the last thing is, I borrowed my word from 2017 and I threw it back in for 2018, because, you know, the more I surround myself with high-level achievers and thinkers, consistency is so key, right? You got to be consistent in everything that you do, not only in business, but in your personal life as well. And I want to share with you, you know, this happened recently, a workout story, right? So depending on when you're listening to this, you know, we're past the midway point in January. Maybe for you, that feeling of being on a high, or that euphoria that you felt right after the New Year's, you felt motivated, you felt like you wanted to tackle your goals and you wanted to conquer the world. If that feeling is gone, go back and make sure that you have a strong why behind your goals and realize that you're going to have ups and downs. You're not always going to feel at a high. And there's going to be decision points, right? So, you know, just today, for example, or actually, no, this was yesterday, my alarm was set to go off at 5 a.m. And there was a lot of things on my plate for this particular day, some things I wanted to accomplish. And my body just kind of naturally woke up at like 4:40, 4:45. And for a split second, I was like, I'm going to hit the snooze and sleep for another 10, 15 minutes. If you're listening to this, you probably know or can relate to some version of this. And I was about to hit the snooze because I really wanted to get that extra 10, 15 minutes. And I had gotten to bed, I don't know, I think close to 11 o'clock the night before. And so I wanted to just get an extra 10, 15 minutes. And I knew it was going to feel good. But I also knew it was going to be that much more difficult for me to wake up at 5 a.m. once that snooze went off. And I could have made a decision there to hit the snooze. And I could have set myself up for failure by staying in bed an extra hour or 2 hours, right? Which could have kind of derailed my morning and my day. And I quickly hopped out of bed. And even though it was 15 minutes early, I got a head start in the day. And it made me feel good ultimately. You know, so try to set your success up to be inevitable, you know, so realize what your pitfalls are and where you can go wrong and, you know, remove some of those hurdles and some of those obstacles, some of those barriers. You know, a simple example could be if you're a big snoozer, it could be putting the phone, you know, or whatever your alarm clock is on the other side of the room so that you have to get up. You know, and my wife does not like it when that alarm clock goes off early. And so I'm quick to like hop out and just shut that thing off. Otherwise, when she wakes up, I start kind of getting that side eye look, which is not fun. But a similar example is, you know, I typically walk around at about 160 pounds. And for most of my life, I've been pretty lean, and the last year, you know, I've kind of gotten away from that. I'm currently about 10 pounds over that. You know, I'm about 170, and not as lean as what I'd like to be. And I've just kind of been more laxed with the food I'm consuming, diet, etc. Not terrible, but just not what I'm accustomed to. And this is an area that, you know, I had one major goal for the different categories in my life, and one of my goals for the health side was just to not only feel more energy, but to you know, to trim down on body fat and get to back to my 160. And so I was working out at the park, and, you know, here in South Florida, it's been kind of chilly the last couple of weeks or so, especially at the beginning of the year. And when I say chilly, it's like, you know, 50, 55 degrees, which by Miami standards, that's freezing. And I was at the park and it was kind of cold and it started raining. And I was only about a third of the way into my workout. And I was like, oh man, this sucks. You know, like, I like working out outdoors in the elements. And again, for a second, I was about to like pack up my stuff and start running home, you know? So I work out at a park that's not too far from my house. And I stopped and I turned around and I got back to what I was doing. And I said, no, I set this goal and I'm going to finish this workout, albeit in the rain. And so I got a workout in the rain. And when I got back, I hopped in the shower and I felt better about the fact that I made a commitment and I followed through. So, you know, if you find yourself at a point where you, that feeling of motivation, that being on a high is gone, look back at your goals and push yourself through, you know, because it's not at times where you feel good. That's when it's easy to accomplish things and do what you got to do. But it's when you don't feel like doing that you push through it. Okay, so anyway, hopefully that inspires you and gives you a sense of motivation. If not, you know, go back to your goals and really ask yourself why you wanted that goal and make sure that there's a strong meaning behind it. And that's really going to get you through those times where you want to give up or you just don't want to continue. You know, the times at night when you might be tired or in the morning where you don't want to get up out of bed or when you're working out and you don't want to push through. Think about those moments and then make the right decision. I think it's the whole short-term gratification versus long-term pleasure. And you really got to think about which one's more important to you. All right. So anyway, look forward to catching you on the next show. If I'm looking to create more joint venture opportunities here. So if you do deals or you're interested in doing deals in South Florida, you know, Miami-Dade County, Broward County, our team is really ramping up the acquisitions part of our business. Like I said, we're sending a lot more We're doing a lot more marketing. We're generating leads. And so if there's any synergies or any opportunities, we're looking for those. Reach out to me, you know, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, put JV in the subject line and let's connect and, you know, see if there's any synergies or see the ways that we can potentially joint venture on deals here in South Florida. All right. So I'll catch you soon. Look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Have a great one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.